judgment day.
So what's it worth, a little picture of Queen Elizabeth embossed on a steel, nickel, and copper disc? Is that money in the bank or scrap metal? Today marks the last day the Royal Canadian Mint will distribute the Canadian penny, a coin that has been in production in Canada for more than 150 years, and the combined weight of all those pennies equals about eight Titanics. And you know what happened to one of those. The sinking of the Canadian penny is a recognition of the reality that it costs 1.6 cents to manufacture this 1 cent piece. I'd give you my 2 cents on the issue, but as it's only worth 1.6, why bother? Jeff Gore is founder of Citizens to Retire the U.S. Penny. Welcome.
Thank you for the invitation.
So are the Canadians doing something that the Americans will have to do inevitably?
Well, the Canadians are doing something that America should have done 10, 20, 30 years ago.
And doesn't it make it hard to give change? I mean, isn't there something about the penny that's essential in certain cash transactions, or how do we get along without it?
Right now, what we do is we round to the nearest 1 cent when we are at the cash register, and that requires that we use pennies. But if instead we rounded to the nearest 5 cents, that would mean that we would just simply no longer have to use pennies at cash transactions.
We could also round to the nearest dime if we wanted to. Where would you stop?
Well, the important thing to remember is, why do we have currency in the first place? And that's to facilitate cash transactions. It used to be that the penny could actually buy something. In 1950, the penny was worth the equivalent of 16 of today's cents, which means that a couple of pennies really could do something. For example, you could buy a candy bar or so. But the penny just simply is no longer worth making. You can't do anything with it anymore.
You could make that argument about the nickel and dime. Is that the threshold, that if it doesn't buy anything or some triggered sort of number of possible things, then bail?
Well, I think that you could certainly argue that the nickel is no longer useful because we don't really need to divide prices to the nearest 5 cents either. But the problem with getting rid of the nickel as well is that you're left with a dime as the lowest denomination coin. And then actually the dime and the quarter, you can't even convert between the two of them. So that's a bit complicated. I would say that the penny is a complete no-brainer. We should go for that. It's obvious that it doesn't make sense to make. In the United States, just as in Canada, it costs more than a cent to make. In particular, over the last 2 years, it's cost over 2 cents to make every penny. And eventually, of course, we will have to reform our currency even further and get rid of the nickel and maybe the dime.
So the Canadians get discounts on their pennies, whereas we're paying top dollar?
The true cost of making the penny is not actually making it, but using it. Turns out that Walgreens and the National Association of Convenience Stores did a study. They found that 2 seconds are wasted in every cash transaction simply as a result of using pennies. And so that 2 seconds may not sound like very much, but the value of your time that you spend handling a penny is actually worth more than the penny itself.
Yeah, but have you ever been to a convenience store where the person at the cash register was concerned about you wasting 2 seconds?
Well, they might not be concerned, but I'm certainly concerned.
All right, Jeff, how do we deal with the wailing and moaning and sadness that's going to come in Canada from the loss of this penny if that were to happen here in the United States?
Well, I think that the Canadians are a pretty hardy crowd, so they'll probably get over it. And you should remember that you can always hold on to all of your pennies. If you think you're going to miss them, just keep them. You don't have to use them. But if you decide that you do want to get rid of them, they will still always be legal tender. You can get rid of them, but it's just we don't have to use them.
And melting them down, that's also possible.
Indeed, if the value of the metal is worth more than the value of the coin, then that's telling you that you should you're really wasting resources by making the thing.
All right, the possible grim future for the penny. Jeff Gore is founder of Citizens to Retire the U.S. Penny. He's also a professor of physics at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
And every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.